Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, maintaining and operating the 800-mile Trans-Alaska Pipeline since 1977. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude dropped from $76.20 per barrel to $75.31 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also dropped from $71.56 per barrel to $69.83 per barrel. The 2024 Permanent Fund dividend is landing in bank accounts across the state today. Over 600,000 residents will receive this year's PFD, along with an energy relief payment for a total of $1,702 this year. We asked Alaskans to tell us how they plan to spend their PFDs, and dozens responded. Malachite Berry is a freshman at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He moved to Fairbanks from Oklahoma 2 years ago, but it's the first year he's eligible to receive the PFD. Berry has a list of what he'll buy, but the main priorities are heating fuel, tuition, and car repairs. He says it'll be spent on the first day.
The PFD is definitely going to keep me going and keep up with the demand and the cost. And I wouldn't have had this if I had not been in Alaska, and I don't know where I would be without it.
Barry was one of over 70 people who responded when we asked Alaskans to share their plans for their yearly check. Most people, like Barry, said they plan to spend the money on essentials like heating fuel, new snow gear for their children, and rent. Many respondents said it's coming at a much-needed time. The total amount includes a normal dividend of about $1,404 plus a nearly $300 energy relief payment. Barry says the PFD is a huge help to his overall financial situation, and the timing, he says, is perfect. He works in the tourism industry, which is in its off season.
Whenever I'm getting into this time of year, I'm losing a lot of my tips that I'd normally occur.
Barry expects that other college students are looking forward to their dividend, too. His friends, he says, are buying essentials, from groceries to a Costco membership. He says the PFD is a selling point for non-residents and even has a friend planning to move to Alaska in the next few months because of the PFD.
The idea, especially with the way things are in the lower 48 right now financially, the thought of having something that's going to be there regardless every year is really a good selling point, an incentive.
Coming from a state that doesn't receive PFDs, he wishes it was a higher amount, but says it helps make it possible for him to live in Alaska. It's a similar story for Dominique Davis. She moved to Kuprinoff Island near Petersburg from Arizona 4 years ago and says the PFD feels like a reward for living here. She and her husband will each receive a PFD. That's a total of $3,404 for their household this year.
Any little bit that comes in helps out because it is so expensive here.
Her first year eligible for the PFD was in 2022, when the check was nearly $3,300 per person. Davis and her husband didn't apply that year because she didn't understand the filing process. She says the missed dividend would have been helpful, but now she makes sure to file when she does her taxes. Fuel is at the top of her list because it's expensive in rural Alaska, and she needs a lot of it for transportation and heating. Then, she'll buy propane and shelf-stable groceries.
We make plans for it, and yeah, we sit here and we're like, God, I hope it's, you know, at least this that we get, you know, per person, because we could really use that when we combine it.
Davis says she won't spend any of her PFD on unnecessary expenses. Tina DeLapp in Anchorage is giving her check away to her grandchildren. Her and her husband's PFDs will be split and deposited into their four grandchildren's college savings accounts. It's what DeLapp did for her children, too, and she says they graduated college basically debt-free. DeLapp says she's paid no mind to giving up the over $1,700 check.
I haven't even thought about it. It meant that I could put more money in my grandchildren's college fund.
DeLapp describes the PFD as free money, but knows not everyone views it that way. DeLapp thinks wealthy Alaskans shouldn't get a PFD, so it would benefit less fortunate residents more. She doesn't have an income limit in mind, but says she'd be happy giving hers up if she met the requirements.
I think a young, struggling family who's trying to find a place that they can all afford to live in needs that PFD.
If she didn't have grandchildren, DeLapp says she'd likely donate the annual check to local organizations. Reporting in Anchorage for the Alaska Economic Report, I'm Ava White.